Rare Book Department. My Queer Dean. The queerness of Matthew Arnold Hope, beloved teacher of Ellery's Harvard youth and lately Dean of Liberal Arts at a New York university, is legendary. The story is told, for instance, of baffled students taking Dr. Hope's Shakespeare course for the first time. "History advises us that Richard II died peacefully at Pontefract, probably of pneumonia," Dr. Hope scolds. "But what does Shakespeare say, Act 5, Scene 5? That Exton struck him down?" And here the famous authority on Elizabethan literature will pause for emphasis, "with a blushing crow." Imaginative sophomores have been known to suffer nightmares as a result of this remark. Older heads nod intelligently, of course, knowing that Dr. Hope meant merely to say, in fact, thought he was saying, a crushing blow. The good dean's unconscious spoonerisms, like the sayings of Miss Parker and Mr. Goldwyn, are reverently preserved by aficionados, among whom Ellery counts himself a charter member. It is Ellery who has saved for posterity that deathless pronouncement of Dr. Hope's to a freshman class in English composition. "All those who persist in befouling their theme papers with cant and other low expressions not in good usage are warned for the last time. Refine your style or be exiled from this course with the rest of the vanished Bulgarians." But perhaps Dean Hope's greatest exploit began recently in the faculty lunchroom. Ellery arrived at the dean's invitation to find him waiting impatiently at one of the big round tables with three members of the English department. "Dr. Agnes Lovell, Professor Oswald Gorman, Mr. Morgan Naseby," the dean said rapidly. "Sit down, Ellery. Mr. Queen will have the cute frock tail and the horned beef cash. Only safe edibles on the menu today, my boy." "Well, go fetch, young man. Are you dreaming that you're back in class?" The waiter, a harried-looking freshman, fled. Then Dr. Hope said solemnly, "My friends..."